Talking about June, right?
June, yeah.
Hey, June 12th.
12.
12.
Facebook.
So that's the normal work session, right?
That's the normal workshop.
That's the normal workshop. Were we gonna have a separate date for it?
No, that's Rebecca Henderson. That's not me.
I thought it was you last time.
No, Rebecca Henderson.
I think everybody was willing to get together. We could all get together on the same day.
I thought it was you.
No, Rebecca Henderson.
Why don't we talk?
You'd be working off the heart if you did that too, work.
Good God, no. I've got more than enough.
And then let me know when I get back, because I'll be back Wednesday.
Yeah, because with everything we got going on, you know people are gonna show up for the workshop.
They are, yeah. AutoZone, probably.
AutoZone.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And the bachelor's in science.
Thursdays are good, so if you wanna do like, because that's the second.
Well, they're all gonna be here tonight, so.
And you're not gonna, all right, so we'll.
I won't be here in a second, yeah.
Mondays.
Good, let's plan it for the second. Oh.
There you go.
What did I say?
I really, you don't need me. John's the guy you need.
That's interesting.
You guys have questions on that.
Is that a first?
You're legal.
They're legal questions? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, we could decide on a date tonight. I have my calendar out in the car for meetings.
We've always paid half of it.
It's just really board meetings. Usually Tuesdays and Wednesdays are my.
Where does that go? Because I've never seen that in the payments.
What about Thursday, June 5th?
Yeah.
I don't know where it goes.
I'm good with that.
Thursday, June 5th would be good for.
We need to ask about that, because I don't think I've ever seen that, and I don't know what category it would be in the budget.
I don't remember right now. Check.
Thursdays aren't good, huh?
I'll be out of town.
Okay.
Out of town on the 5th?
Yep.
And the 12th's our workshop.
I have my training, my yearly training for the.
You can't do it on the 19th, because it's a federal holiday.
You can do a meeting without.
What about the 10th?
No, Tuesday the 10th, I'll.
How long are you away?
Township meeting.
Just 2 days.
Oh, okay. You got another township meeting?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I mean, I don't know if John's good on Wednesdays, or I can do Wednesday the 11th. Because my plan's starting.
No, Wednesdays are tough for me, because most planning board meetings are on Wednesdays, and just about every Wednesday I'm not at a meeting.
Well, June has Friday the 13th, so.
I mean, I'm good. Typically, Mondays and Thursdays are good, because there's not a lot of board meetings on those.
See, that's new.
Monday.
That just came in.
Yeah, Mondays I'm usually not good, except this month we have a fifth Monday.
Yeah, I'm usually good.
Which I don't have any meeting. Because that's usually my only Monday off. But I would give it up for Milford Township planning.
All right, John, you wanna check on the 30th?
As long as I have some assurance that someone's buying afterwards.
What?
That's a fifth Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah, nobody has a meeting on a.
That's why I'm available.
That's perfect, because nobody has a meeting.
Kevin, you good with that?
Fifth Monday.
Should be.
Try and set it up for the fifth Monday.
And as I said, as long as I know that someone's buying afterwards.
Oh, okay.
So this, we put this in to show.
Pencil it in on my calendar.
I don't remember seeing that before.
Question I have for you, I mean, obviously, these are more, there's still two separate.
I don't know what it would have been paid under budget-wise, because.
John, how we pay the commission for the tax notices? How was that ever paid?
Yes, so.
Tax notices?
Yeah.
We get only one bill.
Same guy owns them all.
Okay, so owns everything, so.
Right, but how, what budget does that come out of?
What line item does that get paid under?
I think I need to check on it.
It's really gonna be pretty here in the center.
Yeah.
It's gonna be pretty.
I don't.
And that's for publication of the real estate tax bills?
Yeah, that and the stamps.
Maybe it was posted, maybe it was posted to the posted line item, but if so, it was nowhere near this, because this is as much as our entire year's budget for postage.
Yeah.
All by itself.
It would, there's no advantage to Christopher consolidating them, because this is actually, at this point, not an option.
So we can show it straddling.
All right, pencil that in for 7 o'clock.
Some notes on that, but.
June 30th?
Let's see, mostly, like, Trey has trouble making it at 6:30, so.
I
Let's see if they can, if everybody says they can come earlier to that one time. Move it up.
Because this way you don't have to spend the whole night. And I may zoom in and. Being the fifth one. That's the only Monday I stay home.
The amount of coverage overhead is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So we were gonna just do it as a block.
I don't have the multimodal program guidelines printed out to bring with me. Are you familiar with the program at all, Gary?
Not at all.
There are two multimodal transportation fund programs. One is managed by the Commonwealth Finance Authority. That's the one that's open now and closes, I think, July 1st. If not July 31st, maybe. The other one is PennDOT's. Both have a matching requirement, and they're like, one is 30%, one is 20%, and I don't remember at the moment which one is which, but they have a small portion that the municipality needs to match, and I think they have program maximum for how much they'll loan to you, and I want to say that it's $1 million or $2 million. It's pretty significantly high. But given that we were talking about how low our liquid fuels is getting, I thought that it might be time to start looking at doing, you know, an application where we could potentially take our liquid fuels funds and leverage some of the state dollars to be able to do a bigger project, even though we have a smaller amount of liquid fuels.
Can you use liquid fuels for that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know they're pretty strict on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so your project still has to meet the requirements. PennDOT has a whole setup for liquid fuels, and PennDOT's just getting a little wonky in that they've started asking for you to provide proof that you can do 100% of the project, like you can fund 100% of the project, and that's causing some problems. Even the PennDOT guys are complaining about it, because why would you be applying for the program if you so easily could fund 100% without them, right? But you can apply, and the CFA one is pretty wide open.
Yeah, because
but municipalities are eligible.
Can you do a project that's considered maintenance?
You can do all kinds of projects. So when you first read the guidelines, it looks like you can't do a project that's just a plain Jane paving project, right? It looks like that. But you actually can. You can also do...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And if you're adding anything...
I've always been told... That you can add repairs. You can't.
You can add a crosswalk, and suddenly it's multimodal.
Right. That's what. That's,
you can add a. You know.
We've done that before.
But you don't necessarily have to have it be multimodal. If you're doing stormwater improvements, that enhances the project as well. So it's more than just the repaving.
Right. If you're doing the storm
aspect.
Drainage as well as the
right.
paving.
Right.
Yeah.
So I just wanted us to start a conversation about it, because if we were going to apply this year, you have to have a cost estimate, you know, in your hands before July, so that you can get a complete application.
Doesn't need to be project ready, but you do have to have an estimate.
Well, you kind of these programs are a little bit tough in that project ready, right? You can't start the project until you get approval. You have to apply almost a year before you get approval. So there were LSA awards yesterday, by the way, and we didn't get one. Delaware Township made out really well. $200,000. Madam Morris. Madam Morris got quite a bit.
Dreher got 70 also.
Sterling got.
Yes.
Sterling, well, it's
our
not.
Our neighboring township.
Wedco got a lot. But Madam Morris got quite a bit, and the county got some too.
I didn't realize that this is fabricated.
And the Milford Water Authority got $65,000.
For what? There's a pin here.
For the water treatment plant.
To bill us.
Bill us for more hydrants.
There's nobody online, is there?
That's why I didn't say it.
You know, I think it's a treatment plan.
Oh, so they're gonna do the, okay, they probably have to do the mandates. They're gonna need a lot more than $65,000, if that's what it is.
Well, I had an applicant that I processed at work for $600,000, and they got $50,000. You don't get what you apply for necessarily.
No, water and sewer projects are on the side now.
Well, there's other funding sources that you can use for them, so LSA is not the place that they really want you to go when you could get it from PennDOT, for example.
I was on the phone all morning with PennDOT.
Right.
We had a two-hour conference call.
Well, for multimodal, I just think that maybe we should look at the guidelines and think about some of the projects that you wanted to do or that need to be done.
I got some paving projects that need to be done.
Well, I thought there might be some stormwater components to one or two of them that if we packaged it together, might be the right moment if we can leverage 70% of their money.
Most of our stormwater is in good shape.
Except for the PennDOT areas.
Except for the PennDOT areas.
Right, everyone wants to create a problem.
It's the PennDOT areas that are at that house. So we're going to have to operate those.
Sweet hoses.
Okay, well, what about guardrails or other?
PennDOT again.
We got a couple sessions of guardrails.
We were asking for guardrails for Foster Hill, right when you get up by the Willie Davis's old place.
Yeah.
That's a straight drop off right off the road.
That's PennDOT.
They went and got the guardrails.
Did they?
Yep. And they were telling me they were going to put them in, then they switched to Bob Collins, and Bob Collins came to another municipality. That's the base.
I think it won't be long before we need them on Old Oligo. Because that drop off, the trees are starting to lean pretty heavily in that direction, and the traffic moves pretty quickly, but that road is deteriorating much more rapidly than it probably should be, and I'm not sure why.
Because you're getting a lot of traffic on it.
That makes sense.
There's a lot of traffic runs up down there now.
It's only an old cow path.
Mike was telling me how much the fire department had to hose the eggs off of the highway because it was making it so slippery the other day.
Didn't they say that?
He said, you wouldn't believe how slippery eggs make.
Oh, eggs are slippery. Did you go up there? You can't, there's not an eggshell or anything that's on the
ground.
I don't know where they washed all the eggs up.
I really would like to see us do a chart that shows each roadway and when the last when the last maintenance stuff took place there. When was it last sealed? When was it last paved?
I hope I can find the records.
I really think that would be a good thing for us to have. So we have a sense of how old some of that is, and
I'll see what I can find out.
And that clock just dropped.
Because I don't know where I filed most of that stuff.
It's
fast. Under a person's name, you gotta remember the person's name.
It's a safety issue.
Might be under a road.
Not even gonna.
She was good, but boy, her father says some of this.
Second to none. I remember one time I asked her for some conditional use minutes from the meeting, like 5, 6, 7 years before that. She goes, right away, it's in the third box from the left, at the bottom. There were like four boxes on top of it.
And you were pretty impressed by that, right?
Oh, yeah. But all the box says is conditional use.
Right. Once you get in there.
Yeah. But then you got to go through it. Look for the right one.
I got some files, but I don't know what she ever did with them. They got to be.
That's funny.
There are a million boxes around there someplace.
I'm transferring $15,000 from investment, and there is $72,000. So for higher interest, we can transfer 40,000, right?
Okay. But do I have an old agenda?
I'm not sure why we're paying True Green. I thought we didn't renew the True Green contract.
I'm glad we did. Lawn looks great. Otherwise, it'd be all weeds. Be terrible this year. I never seen lawns get so weedy and so many dandelions. Oh my God.
Mine's a mess.
Oh my. I started out with two and then all of a sudden my lawn's just yellow.
I really don't understand how we start paying things that are not budgeted. We're signing contracts for things that are not budgeted.
It was probably an ongoing contract and nobody called and canceled it.
I can't tell you there isn't demand.
Yeah, if we don't contact them, then it's not renewed.
I know most of the shops around don't buy off of them, so they're really, they're gonna be a retail store for the most part.
Then the.
It's not like they're trying to.
Contract.
They're all so close.
We had a number of emails exchanged about that.
Take over, so I don't understand that value. I really don't understand.
So let me ask you, that who does the auto repair places, where you buy?
I predominantly buy off of independent kind of dealers. Just for access, just because they have it. They have it or they can get it between the two of them.
We got what roads we should look at.
I don't call over, first of all, I don't like all the ones.
This best charge you.
They tell you that they're, you know, they're trying to.
The rats are gone. Their ad prices have gone crazy. The dispatch.
It's just not over quality. You know, it says it on the box.
Which ad is? Is it a long one? For the joint meeting?
Well, that's the way that the list is. Unless it's for last month, you have a bunch of ads.
No, that's why I buy some, that's why I.
I think that was the only one. I think that's the only one that was out there.
It'd be like this, you know, I need 15 or 20 2x4s. I know I can go down there and pick out straight ones. But
I have to load the tow, but that's the one that you lash us.
I cost them out of the pickup truck.
Especially the legal journal, which is for 50 bucks.
And I didn't spear truck.
Were we charged?
When you were putting this.
Were we charged?
One day we saw.
We talked about this. This was for loans.
For one ad?
Yeah, I believe it was one ad.
Look at a 2x6.
Was there more to Pike County Dispatch bill?
My house was built.
Is there more than one ad this month?
You got 30 rings on a 2x6.
Yes.
It's all factored.
Gary, when you got the quote for the parking lot.
Stands keep getting.
Yes.
Did that include reuse of the asphalt that's there or just? So do you think that if we looked at like having it done with zipper where they're chopping up the asphalt that's there and putting it back down, we might be able to get under the grant dollar enough?
No. No, because it's just the price of chipping it up. Because they don't.
Tree lumber used to be 40 here.
Then you're not using as much of the materials.
Just like everything else, the EPA has changed. They changed the chemicals.
I don't know anybody does that.
So the stuff.
They used to use arsenic and.
Yeah.
On a small parking lot. Because bringing that miller in by itself.
The chemical is 2x6 because the yard gets in contact with the ground is different from the chemical.
I agree with you.
I think Turkey Hill just spent $100,000 on their parking lot.
They're totally different chemicals.
Really?
Yeah. If you're in direct contact with the ground, it's
I'll ask.
Because you got to bring them over.
On the surface, it's a different chemical.
So what?
So they're completely different. It's not the same pressure treatment.
What's that?
What do you think we can do? And we're getting in worse and worse shape out there.
Oh, I know. I was looking at it the other day. We patched all the holes out there the other day.
I know.
Well, at least they do that.
I mean, you think a regular 2x4.
Wow.
four, two by six.
What was, on the estimate? Was it ripping up what's there?
I think it was just the paint.
It was just painted.
Just painting over the top of it?
Yeah, 2.5 inches of pavement over the top.
What was wrong with,
How far did you go in the square footage that you had?
But if it, if it's elevated.
The linear feet that you had them quoting, did it go all the way back?
No, just with the.
Just to the gate?
The garage. We did the whole thing.
To the garage.
The first one, without touching anything.
From the garage. I mean, we could eliminate that if we had to.
And go to the gate, would that, do you think that would knock $25,000 off?
No.
I didn't think so either.
We'll get.
Actually, what's out there paving from the garage is leftover pavement from roof rockers.
Oh, you wanna tell me?
Say they're doubling it from that end pavement. That's where I came from.
Went to the mill.
Anything inside that gate was leftover from roof rockers.
For like 6 months.
All right, let me see where I get that.
And then I put Thompson's water seal on it.
It's gone.
The Thompson's is gone. It's.
I was thinking about trying to do it.
Can I put two gallons?
Do a bid onto it just to see what it would come in at.
It's like 40, it's only like 30 or 40.
We have $100,000 grant for the park.
Where'd you get the price from?
PennDOT.
PennDOT.
Ben's like, why do you want so much? Well, you're wasting this stuff. I'm like.
PennDOT gave it to us. Because we got paper.
Is that super pave or?
It's right off of it.
Super pave is about the only thing you can buy in Pike County.
Yeah.
Or Wade County. Does anything being worked on 84, that's all the paving companies are making.
You want me to get a price from Cole on it?
It's gotta be prevailing wage.
It's gotta be prevailing wage.
They'll be ready for replacement anyways.
Let me see what, I'll get Kyle to call him, because Kyle uses them for his paving job. See what they say?
Yeah.
It'd have to be publicly bid.
We'd have to publicly bid, but.
Yeah, I know, but let's see what, just to get an idea if it's worth going through all that.
It's gotta be prevailing wage.
What did PennDOT's estimate say?
$125,000, and that was a year ago.
Pavement hasn't gone up.
I would think gas prices have come down a little bit, so oil prices.
Is there any alternative to the bridge?
Well, that's what I was saying, if you chopped up what was there, would it reduce the price? Because you're reusing the pavement instead of.
Yeah, but it has to go someplace.
It's a process they gotta put it through, otherwise you end up with tar and chip.
Right, that's what the zipper machine does.
The zipper machine just chews it up.
You must know about it.
Then it has to.
And they have to heat it.
Then it has to be heated up and mixed with tar again. Which they, that's a specialized.
And you got a long time between.
They put an agent on it.
Doesn't happen right away.
Rinker used to have.
Preserves the.
I mean, I've seen those zipper guys where they do that on site for the projects to reduce the cost of the project. At PSATs.
The W beams for that bridge were like $38,000.
You see everything at PSATs that don't have it by gallon.
Well, I think when I talked to the guy.
There's so many paving companies around here right now. I've seen five different paving companies in the last day.
Wow.
We got a low bid from one up in Jefferson. It took it. The guy did a pretty good job. I don't remember what his name was, but it was last summer.
Well, but we have to pay prevailing wage.
We got to pay prevailing wage.
Because it's grant money. And it's us. So either way, we have to pay prevailing wage for a job that size.
Well, I can do $100,000 worth of work on a road without paying prevailing wage. I can't do it on a parking lot.
Can't do it on their LSA grant either.
No, you have to pay.
It's over $25,000 worth of road work.
Yep.
Well, not road work.
I mean, I don't even know what's going on with that.
But yeah, you can do $100,000, $999,000.
And there's only.
You can go up to $100,000 without paying prevailing wage on a road.
There's no movement at all on increasing prevailing wage thresholds.
It's too strong out of Philly.
They won't even, it's not even a discussion they'll put, give. They won't even comment on it. It's an absolute no is the only answer.
Yeah.
So.
I think there were 14.
That's not going to change.
That's to support the union.
It was 27 feet.
That's all that's all about. I'm surprised we got $100,000 on roads.
Something like that. Yeah, back when Norman was contracted.
We got it though.
You go up north.
$100,000 cut off the roads.
I have not coordinated enough to bring in the booklet, but PSETS did pass a resolution to lobby for DEP to be able to do the alternative small sewer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I think was something you had suggested to the Poplar 2000 committee.
I got the new regs. I was very, very happy with a lot of it. They're actually moving in the right direction. They're very big into experimental systems right now. And like,
the drip systems, they really are pushing.
But I'm saying they got so deep into experimental, I couldn't believe it because they were giving such a hard time before about experimental. You know, it's like, it doesn't meet our regs. Hence the word experimental. I got one up before them now.
That's because
they might be going through.
That's because they're working.
And the one I presented, everybody in central office already said that is a great system.
As long as they maintain.
Regional said it won't pass our regs. I said, it's an experimental system. Of course, it's not going to pass your regs.
That's the first time.
Just pass it on to central office.
I don't need to go to DEP anytime soon.
Threw it across the brook.
Well, if this goes through my system, you don't need a limit zone.
It was long enough. We used to be there any time.
Timmy and I, when we were young kids, we used to rebuild the head walls.
This is going to cure the problems. Seven? Yeah, it's time.
Three. You got. He's on both. Well, it's the same three that I talk to all the time.
And 2 or 3 inch oak on top.
I don't think Mikey's ever big. He just dropped work.
No. It'll be coming soon.
Yesterday, we had quite a few people going through the garage to vote, and members of the general public, including Tabitha.
He's going to jail.
And I don't think the door should be open for people from the public to walk through the garage to vote or to do anything else for that matter. And I know DNS was dropping off, so I understand why the gate had to be open until DNS was here.
I agree. Sometimes you just got to, like,
on top of
do it.
What you got, man? We're a dad?
No.
No.
And you're in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in and out. You're in
Gary
out.
Gary was one of the last people to vote yesterday. I think so.
On the door still?
But I'm not 100% sure. Billy, I think Billy was back there. Billy Johnson also used that door and was back there for quite a while.
Sorry, we got a patch in that road, but we got a spring sprung in the middle of it now.
In the middle of the road.
You don't even have a shock of bait. Spring them up in the middle of the road.
Springs have been coming up in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
Intermittent.
Yeah, but it sure made that road a little soft in places.
We had that.
The only thing that's thick over last Friday.
It's like a tunnel right now.
The water hits the ground and bounces back up.
Sinkholes of our own.
We had it coming out the middle of our road right above the hill.
Call a meeting in the Milford Township Supervisors. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I believe this is meeting scheduled for 7 o'clock, right?
The advertisement will be not 7:15.
No, does it say 7:15?
It does. The advertisement says 7:15.
Approval of the minutes from the April 21st and the May 5th meeting. I make a motion.
April 21st, I got a couple things on.
Okay.
What is it? 7:15. After the roadmaster's report. On the roadmaster's report. Towards the middle of the paragraph. Yeah, 3/4 of the way through it. It says that the truck went to Ray's to get a steel body flatbed for no more than $6,500. That was for all the repairs, not just the flatbed.
I This is on the April 21st?
Yeah, on the April 21st.
It says, Gary made a motion to authorize the estimate from Ray's and get the steel body flatbed for no more than $6,500.
Right, that's fine.
So it does say both.
Mine doesn't say that. This is what I took off the...
Ah, is that the first draft?
No, it said the...
Mine says that.
This is the one I just got yesterday and I took it off.
To authorize the estimate from Ray's and get the steel body flatbed.
Yeah, but then... It doesn't say what you just said.
No, well, but...
All right. Then let's check then the second thing on there.
That's all right with me. What's the second about?
Yeah, if it says that, I'm fine with it.
That's what it says.
It wasn't on that one.
So that was the only one on the 21st?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Let me just double check something. We were talking of... Oh, no, there's the second one. About the EIT taxes. It says Mr. DiLorenzo would like to look into it to bring in revenue. We're looking to see what the best way to bring revenue is, and that... I wasn't looking. Gary brought it up to investigate it to see what it would do. And I said, let's get it. What's her name?
Berkheimer.
Berkheimer to give us an overall overview of it.
Okay, so you want to strike that sentence?
Yeah.
Okay. With that amendment, I will second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any other changes in the minutes?
Nope.
I make a motion we accept the minutes from April 21st and the May 5th meetings.
I'll second that. All in favor?
I need to have an executive session. For
all in favor?
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. I'd like to have an executive session before we do any further.
Okay.
For personnel.
Okay.
Motion that we reconvene the supervisors meeting.
I will second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. I believe it's time now for our joint meeting with the Milford Planning Commission and the Milford Township Supervisors to discuss ordinance number 407.
Okay, you wanted to move that up ahead of the treasurer's report?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it was advertised for 7:15.
7:15. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You have anybody else coming, Kev?
Everybody knew about it, so I guess that's... See, is what you got.
Usual faces.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I don't know where we start with this.
Well, let's start with everybody had a chance to go over it, right?
Mm-hmm. I've read it all over.
So, from what I saw in here, I had a couple of questions, but Tony answered them. I thought maybe it affected our existing zoning. And the way it was written, he said, is normal, and it wouldn't. It only affects this ordinance. Other than that, most of what I read seems to just enhance on everything that we already were looking at. They just went a little tighter on some of the stuff. And they've always been planned to be a review in each case to get their comments on any conditional uses for this. The only question I had is, and we started to go over it, I think, I don't know if we ever finished, is what happens to the mom and pop store that moves into an existing building that doesn't have any chemicals? If they had chemical, it sold any types of chemicals, yes, then they would have to abide by a lot of 407 without the hydrology studies.
Okay. That portion on the surface and groundwater protection requires that there be details of the potential hazards. Okay. Outline and the township.
407.11, is that where we're talking?
And we're at 407.11. And in the second page in the proposed amendment from the Water Authority, it says that the proposed activity has no potential to alter the surface or groundwater, such as the case of a new use in an existing commercial building, which building will not be expanded, nor will it add impervious coverage area, resulting in an earth disturbance of one acre or more, and will not change stormwater or groundwater patterns, then the Board of Supervisors and Planning Commission could exempt that particular applicant from hydrogeologic studies.
And I did have one question about the wording there, Tony, which this is wording that we came up with last summer ourselves.
Yep.
But because it says Planning Commission and or Board of Supervisors and
right.
that other section that we talked about,
correct.
It's such an issue.
Yep.
So it should be perhaps if the
Planning Commission recommends and Board of Supervisors
right.
agrees.
Right.
Yeah, and that would be a minor change. But I think that gives you the basis to look at it on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
And allows you to make that determination, the planners to make that determination. Well, we're not going to recommend that a hydrogeologic study be done because we don't think that's going to have any impact. Now, if the Water Authority still has 30 days under this to comment, okay? And if the Water Authority's comments are that, well, we believe there is an issue, then we're going to have to request that they provide us with information as to why it's an issue. Is there a study they have? I don't think they're going to be a pest about it, but, you know, I don't know that for sure.
You think that they're just concerned with large projects?
I think they're concerned about...
concerned
about large projects that are storing hazardous substances that could contaminate the groundwater.
I mean, that makes sense. I just,
yeah. Yeah.
It's just that they have that kind of input on any project.
And they would under the other, under 426 anyway.
Right.
But that's not for every property
no.
in the zone.
Whereas this would be.
Well, moving out of that section, which is mostly changes we made already,
correct.
That we agreed to.
Right.
Going down to what they changed, number four on the following page, they'd like copies of every application that we get, and they'd like 30 days to review them.
Correct.
Every non-residential application that we get.
Yeah,
and they don't put that burden on the applicant. they put it on our office, and they give themselves 30 days, and we don't get 30 days. I think that's a little bit much. And they're not limiting themselves to even 407.11.
No, I understand. I understand your complaint. What we could do